Some say history is a river that flows endlessly. I say that history is a series of stories written by each person's experiences. Welcome to Stories, a history of Appalachia, one story at a time. A little change of pace today as Rod brings you an Appalachian sports story. Today we tell the story of the man who popularized the jump shot in college basketball, Glenn Roberts of Pound, Virginia.
You know, Steve, this man doesn't get a lot of credit for what he did for basketball because I'm telling you, he changed the face of the game.
He did indeed. Why don't you tell his story, Rod?
Well, Glenn Roberts was born on October 25th, 1912 in Pound, Virginia, near the Kentucky border. He was the second oldest of seven brothers who were raised in a very tough life. The story is that every time it snowed, Glenn and his brothers would have to sweep out the snow from every room in the old farmhouse that the family lived in. There was no school bus in those days either, so that the boys would have to walk 5 miles into town, rain or shine, to attend school in Pound. And there was all that work on the farm, too. But there was one thing that those young men did find time to do, and that was play basketball. And you see, there's always been some kind of a thing about playing basketball and Pound.
Oh, yeah.
Pound's always had a reputation about basketball, playing basketball, and the reputation for it. And I don't know if it's just because it's so close to Kentucky and, you know, the aura of Kentucky basketball or what, but it's always been something special. But, you know, they had a makeshift basketball court at home, and it was there that Glenn started practicing a new style of basketball shot that's all too common on the court today. And it's something we take, I guess, advantage of, the jump shot. His reasoning, according to Roberts, quote, "At times, it was too muddy to dribble the ball and move effectively, especially since we practiced most of the time in our pair of all-purpose shoes. So it was necessary to devise something besides an ordinary effort to even get the ball to the basket. By starting to jump as high in the air as I could after recovering the ball and releasing the ball after jumping out of reach of the others, I started to get the ball to the basket consistently. And before long, I even succeeded in making some baskets without depending entirely on luck. And this simple change, designed to keep from getting muddy, heralded the future in basketball." At Christopher Gist High School, Roberts refined this style of shooting, doing so well with it by the time that he graduated, he had led the school to two state championships and one undefeated season, going 35-0 in 1931. And then off he went to play basketball for Emory and Henry College. And Glenn Roberts wasn't the only Roberts boy blessed with basketball talent. Five of his six brothers also played on state championship teams at Christopher Gist High School. When Roberts got to Emory and Henry, he found out that that school had an indoor gym with a basketball court, a luxury not available back in Pound. And in that nice, dry indoor gymnasium, he set about perfecting his jump shot. From 1931 to 1935, Glenn Roberts was on fire for the Wasps, scoring numbers that most college players today can't even match. In his college career, he amassed 2,013 points in 104 games for an average of 19.4 points per game. Now, for some people, they might think that's not really a lot of big numbers. But back in the 1930s, those were big numbers back then because he scored 38 points in one game against Union College of Kentucky. And in a game against a professional barnstorming team of the time that played Emory and Henry, he scored 50 points against a 7-foot-tall opposing center. Now, that took some talent to be able to score, and especially jump shots going over top of a 7-foot-tall opposing center that was probably put in there to block him and at least try to block some shots going up over top of him at different times. If you think that most of Glenn Roberts' scoring was because the Wasps were playing small, non-competitive schools, think again. During his time at Emory and Henry, Roberts and his team faced not just Union College, but the University of Tennessee and Virginia Tech on the court. Of those 2,013 points he tallied while in college, 1,531 were scored against other college teams. The other 482 points were against professional and semi-professional teams and players. Newspapers of the time hailed his jump shot technique, comparing him to the likes of Joe Lapchick and Dutch Dennert, two of the greatest basketball players up to that time. Glenn Roberts' technique, developed with some help from his coach, Petey Jackson, was to play with his back to the basket. Then when another player passed the ball to him, he would leap into the air, turn and shoot the ball so that it would hit the backboard, spin, and simply drop into the basket below, sort of like a little bit of a hook shot or a layup to a certain degree. He was named All-State and All-Conference all of his 4 years as a Wasp, the last year by unanimous vote. He was a first-team Helms Foundation All-American in 1935, and guess what? He even made Ripley's Believe It or Not. But when Glenn Roberts graduated in 1935 in the middle of the Great Depression, he had the opportunity to play basketball professionally, but he instead decided to play it safe and return home to Wise County, Virginia, where he took a job teaching and coaching girls basketball at Norton High School in Norton, Virginia. He was there for 2 years, his teams winning the district championship in 1936 and 1937. Then, in 1937, Roberts heard the siren call of basketball again, and he answered it. He was offered a job working for Firestone, and at the same time, playing for the Akron Firestone non-skids of the National Basketball League. Akron was one of the best and strongest teams in the country, and Roberts joined a top lineup. The NBL was later absorbed into the Basketball Association of America, and in 1949 became what we know as today, the NBA. Roberts played one season with Akron, helping the team to the 1939 NBL Eastern Division Championship with a 24-3 record, then on to the NBL Championship over the Oshkosh All-Stars, 3-2. Then, with a new family to think about, Roberts decided to concentrate more on tires and less on basketball, so as to develop a career after he became too old to play professionally. But that wasn't the end of his playing, as he and his brothers formed an all-family team that dominated the Northeast Ohio Industrial Basketball Leagues in the early 1940s. One of those traveling teams there, Steve, the ones that would travel around and play for benefits and different things like that. He and his brothers barnstormed Virginia, Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky, and West Virginia in early 1945 to sell war bonds. On March 10, 1945, the Roberts boys played Milligan College before a capacity crowd in Norton and defeated the team 36-33 and raised $50,000 in bonds in the process.
Wow.
They also competed in an annual event called the National Family Basketball Tournament, which was itself a unique experience. The tournament field consisted of up to 16 teams, each made up of members of a single family. Men, women, children, grandma, grandpa, Uncle Joe, whomever was in the family, they were eligible to play. And the Roberts boys made it to the finals twice, but lost both times to the Clark family from, guess where? Huntington, Indiana, who were much younger and better conditioned. The tournament ran from 1943 to 1951 when it was suspended because of the Korean War. Most folks in Southwest Virginia also know the Glenn Roberts name from the family tire recapping business and the family's own Firestone dealership, which still exists in Southwest Virginia. Besides helping to run the business, Glenn Roberts also spent 2 years coaching basketball at Clinch Valley College, now UVA Wise, turning a team that had only won 2 games in the season before he came on board into a real winner, going 14-6 both seasons that he coached. He was also inducted into the Emory and Henry College Sports Hall of Fame and later the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame. Roberts passed away on May 21st, 1980. Now that's the story of Glenn Roberts and the jump shot. Another story that makes up the history of this place that we call home, Appalachia. Thanks for listening.
You can subscribe to the podcast by going to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcast app. We're on Facebook at Stories of Appalachia, and on Twitter at Story Appalachia. Again, thanks for listening. Until next time, so long, everybody.